Good morning.
How art thou?
I'm okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm trying to get it together this morning. I think everybody understands. What happened yesterday? Did the sky just open?
Yo, not a fan. I am absolutely not a fan of the atmospheric river.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Nah.
Where it's like creepily warm. And also so wet.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Not a thing.
It was, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. No.
I think it made my sleep rough. I don't know. I don't feel awake.
Yeah.
I know I didn't sleep much, but like I don't feel awake.
Yeah.
Good morning, fiancés. Are you awake?
Help. Yeah, I know. I did not move to Portland for that type of rain. I know the rain that's native to Portland. I know that rain. This atmospheric river stuff, this raindrops the size of nickels. I thought I moved away from that. You know, oh no, just walking from the
flash flooding of Philadelphia is pretty wild.
just walking to your vehicle from your dwelling.
Drenched.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, you're acting like you're from here and you don't have an umbrella.
No. Listen, acting like you're from here is definitely no umbrella.
Yeah.
Being from here is not even pulling your hood up.
Yo, that is, I am from here.
Yeah.
The hood goes up.
I just be like, you know, by the time I get it over these locks, I'll be in the car. I'll be fine.
You see? No. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot more that has to happen for your hair to, you to feel it.
Yeah. It's true.
You know,
I gotta
I'm like, oh no. Last thing I need. Dripping wet hair. Yuck.
You're like, I didn't spend the time putting these curls in for this crap.
I want to know. I just thought about this. People used to like come to school with their hair wet, like soaking wet. Like,
yeah.
Like the folks just jumped out of the shower and teleported. Is that what y'all do? Folks just be out there like, oh no, I'm running late. And then you still wash your hair because it's okay to. I think my granny was just always like, you're going to have pneumonia. You can't go outside with a wet head.
She was right. That's how pneumonia works, guys.
It is exactly how it works. No question, actually. And not one of you, you know, medical doctor fiancés need to say anything about how you actually get it. Okay.
I want to give a super shout out, super duper shout out to all of our listeners, people that engage with us online, people that text during the show, Tech Squad fam, y'all are amazing. Additional shout outs to people that, when they see us in person, had nothing but great things to say about the show. So definitely want to shout out.
That makes me very nervous.
Definitely want to shout out our, like, really, really dependable, like, core following that me and Cliff have at
No Request,
courtesy of News of My Fiance. Like,
ew.
Amazing. Y'all are the best. Y'all come through and party. Have a great time every single time y'all come through.
I've only missed a couple of No Requests.
Yeah.
It's my jam.
Yeah.
But I missed this last one, and then it sounded like the homies showed up.
It was Hootenanny.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And when was the last time you see one of those in person? It's been a while.
Did ask.
Yeah. So that's, you know, if you guys are out there missing Hootenannies, yeah. Make sure you're at the next No Request. Well, also shout out to one of my colleagues over at Portland Art Museum, Dom. Definitely, man, he brought it back around full circle, MJ.
Yeah.
He said he too confuses Robert Palmer and Peter Gabriel.
Bring this person into the studio right now.
Oh my gosh.
Call in. Text in. Kindred spirits. Yeah. Okay, I don't feel as wild for the night.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell everybody that when were we talking about that? A few weeks ago? I don't remember. But I have been listening to, oh no, which one is it?
Was it Robert Palmer?
I didn't mean to turn you on.
Yeah.
That's Robert Palmer. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Ridiculous. I've been listening to that song like twice a day since then.
It's so
I'm not good. Playing it out. It's not getting so played good. Out. I don't know. Like, it's a great song to work to.
So we got a text. Let me double check the timestamp here. We got a text at 6:02. And you're thinking, Ambush, that text isn't for us.
Yeah, because we're not here.
We got a text at 6:02 a.m. from a fiance that said, just patiently waiting.
Lies and fabrications.
And then 7:33. Yes.
Same number.
This I don't is know. What I'm talking
about.
Oh my
about. Goodness. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:02. Lord.
Good morning.
Ooh. Oh. Ambush, we didn't talk about this.
What happened?
But what we needed to do was we need to add in after our first music break.
Yeah.
Huge thank yous for the fun drive.
Absolutely.
Not just like me saying reggae horns. We're going to have reggae horns or something. You know what I'm saying? I'll find it. Because y'all came through like the woo.
Came through.
Made us look fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. My mom had the nerve to say, well, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, because you would have got where? You would have gone where with it?
Right, Mom. You would have had to take it down to the station and cash.
Nick, will you drive me down to... Mm-mm. No. No.
He would be like, Nick, drive me down to the numbers.
Sherry, wrong place. No. Mom?
No. Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Two pieces. Got another text.
Oh, okay.
Alive. Awake. Alert. Enthusiastic.
Oh, wow.
I can't even make this convincing. Good morning.
Like, these are a lot of, wow, okay. Good morning, fiance.
Listen. I love you.
I want to say that I'm all those. I'm enthusiastic today, but I don't. My brain isn't firing correctly. I think I say that every.
You pick some
Thursday.
Really good stories. I am enthused.
You know, there's a lot going on locally. You really got to start paying attention. There are some. Yes. You know, real gritty. Gritty underdog. There's you know, a lot of political prisoners and political prosecutions happening.
Well, listen, when you have political prosecutions,
you end up with
you're gonna have political prisoners.
You know. I am absolutely confused on the trajectory of the certain brand of peoples who's made their entire personality just hating Portland.
She would not be named.
And the ilk?
Yes.
I'm increasingly confused. It's either the police are hampered. We have defunded. They can't do their jobs. What's the matter with you? Then they get the money and they're like, see, you ruined it. You said you would defund them. And so then they got mad and they left. And then the other ones... Or they just still can't. I mean, they're overwhelmed. ODs. Cars. There's just, you know, which part are we mad at? The police can't do anything. And then when they do,
mm-hmm. They're doing it wrong.
Not only are they doing it wrong, but it's for political gain.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know, in what world do these people actually, like, just even live?
In what world?
In a world. Law-abiding citizens.
Had to take to Instagram and shame the houseless.
I just don't understand how a person who has grifted the West Coast, like just up and down it, leaving a trail, like at no point is it like...
In their wake.
oh no, that guy did great work. It's like, hey guys, they wasted all the time and money. I'm unsure, but everywhere. But it's somehow an arrest for
political purposes.
And if you guys are like, what are you talking about? This is too coded. I don't like it. I don't mean to be, I don't know, cagey.
Yeah.
Because, in the name of transparency, I am just really excited to watch this new reality show. 19 Charges and Laughing. Kevin Dahlgren.
You guys might not know that name.
Welcome to the Schmidt Show.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. I love it. You guys will be learning all about Kevin Dahlgren this morning if you don't already know his antics. But yeah. Yeah.
I really hope that somebody who is like in leadership for the city, right, might once ever listen to this show. Because it's almost as if they haven't been able to look outside when they read a resume that comes from a complete and total charlatan.
That's the word I was going to use. I didn't want to interrupt, but you grabbed it.
I appreciate it. Osmosis. Mm-hmm. When you look at the resume and you're like, get him in here.
We need this.
We got to see what he's talking about. He's talking about doing different things. Like, not even a little bit is that happening. So I'm hoping that maybe at some point, someone in leadership could take a listen, even if it's just like on hiring week.
Right.
You know, why do y'all not reference check? Painstakingly, people go through, who can I have be my best references?
Right.
Y'all don't even call. You don't even look at the last employer. You're just like, City of Gresham. Okay,
let's
thanks.
Do it.
That's also in the same state as me.
Gosh.
How come y'all don't have a direct dispatch? Y'all don't talk to each other. It's wild.
You mentioned something a little bit earlier about, you know, the people that create this type of content. And, you know, back and forth. Which one is it? I will say this, though. And I hope people begin to notice this. As we watch these grifters, these angry content creators flip back and forth on their positions, the only consistency in all of this is the anger. That's it. That's what they're selling. They're selling anger. They're not community reporters. They're not activists. They're not change makers. They're literally just selling you anger. That's it. And as long
as he's selling, yeah, oh my gosh.
As long as they're up in arms about something this week, they're going to find support within the community that they fester that is just there for anger. So, yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit more joy watching this thing just fall apart and these type of content creators struggle to pivot into something else and becoming a little bit more louder with their bigotry. You know, and the way they're aligning themselves with certain groups. No more, you know, I'm just, you know, right down the middle, just taking it.
What is a centrist to do? Yeah, you know,
please,
that far it. Left.
Beautiful.
And the far right.
Did you, was there a reaction towards that last text?
What's that?
You had a...
I did. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. The last text says, watch me wake up at 4 next Thursday just to be the earliest text. And man. I think I know who this is.
Man. Shalom.
I love it. And also, don't.
Yeah,
don't.
Yeah. Don't lose this. Well, you know what? Unless you're going to set an alarm, text, and then go back to sleep.
Or if you had an Android, you could just... schedule the text and be asleep and it would send and you would look like you were the earliest text, but you probably don't have an Android because people think that's not the cool phone to have, but an iPhone doesn't do anything that you actually need, so except for like FaceTime.
I thought you called for a music break.
Yeah, please, you know, continue.
I will not. Oh, listen.
I lost my mind just now. I glitched. I didn't understand what was happening. Y'all, I'm looking and he just started like moving knobs. Hold on.
Look here, about iPhone slander. All right, come on, just chillax a little bit. We know.
I'm raring to go.
To your request, no, I'm raring to go. Wheels up. We know our phones have less functionality in the most basic ways. We are aware of that.
Yeah, and you're totally fine with it. Tell me more about the call.
Ecosystem. And we can talk about something else now.
Oh, okay. Because cult.
Yes. Quite the cultish.
This person said, no, many of us are up at 3, 4 a.m. And now I know for certain who this is. What up, Carlos?
Hey.
Good morning. Go to bed sometimes, like, you know, to be young.
To be young.
Man. Out and about. On a Wednesday, you would be up till 3 in the morning? Like, are you working?
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Probably doing art.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm fine with it then.
I missed that in my 20s.
Being up until 4 and man. Getting up and going to work at 7?
Because I wasn't working, like, every day, or maybe I had, like, a later shift. You know what I'm saying? That type of work that you could have in your youth, you know, especially back then with the economy, where I didn't have to work 40 hours yet.
Where you could be a DJ and work in a record store and have the time of your life.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be up till 3 because I don't have to be at work till 1. What are you talking about?
I mean, I used to work 12 to 8 for a while, and that's a heavenly shift for me.
Yeah.
Wake up without an alarm every day. I don't ever have to set an alarm. Because even if I go to sleep before, I'm up way before I need to go to work.
Your body won't let you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I will say this. And I'm sure many of you can relate. The absolute most interesting life stories happen during the week in those hours when the entire rest of the world is being responsible. Somehow it's and then we went to Plaid Pantry, and then I got a text, and I'm like, this person isn't up at 2 a.m. And then wham.
So boom.
So boom.
Yeah.
And now we hear the birds chirping. What? Yeah. This ain't that weekend work. That week. What happened just now?
Well, this person who is in fact definitely Carlos. There's no way that I'm wrong about this. Says, all right, Ms. Green Bubble, chill. From my new iPhone 15. Sir?
Baller alert.
Number one, I am in a group chat with you. From my iPhone.
Baller alert. Okay.
I am incensed. 15. I mean, have at it. Can you schedule a text message?
Okay, Morgan.
What?
I'm doing another. I'm pulling music.
I mean, maybe it's time. Okay. I don't know.
So what are we covering this
week? Today it's gonna go down. We are talking about the continuation, y'all. It went from hot labor summer. It is now hot labor fall.
Yes, it is.
No school November.
Okay. Are you serious?
I can't remember. Shout out to the Mercury. I think that was their headline. That had me on the ground.
Our children are delighted.
The way that Tempo was over here counting it down. One more day.
Okay, I gotta give you guys a tempo story. Not only has she been counting that down for like a week. Here we are.
And by week, he means 3.
Here we are. Picture it. October 31st. 11:50. Tempo says, 10 more minutes, guys. 10 more minutes.
You have to stay up.
Till Christmas season. And I'm like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, November, Christmas season. I'm like, Thanksgiving, slow it on down. And she's like, no.
No one ever says Thanksgiving season.
Right.
Fam.
No, that's not it. Christmas season. And at midnight, I'm playing Wham's Last Christmas.
And what did she do?
She played not only Wham's Last Christmas, she gave me the best of Wham.
Well, she watched the documentary and, you know, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Totally.
It's a fantastic band.
Obsessed with
group. Duo. Yeah.
Obsessed with them. But yeah, apparently it's Christmas season.
A person who doesn't even care, actually. That's who she is and has been counting down to Christmas season. Which is not, I'm just like, who, what are you listening to that goes to that?
Right.
That speaks to that.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, hot labor fall. unprecedented, never before teacher strike in Portland Public Schools District. Portland Public School District. I think I put an S somewhere where it didn't belong.
It's all right.
Started yesterday. Solidarity with the teachers. Solidarity with the parents and students who are continuously supporting.
Bro.
And I'm finding it real funny who's having a problem with this. Like, no matter what the issue is, the bootlickers really be like, here, let me tell you what I like to do.
Look at the boots.
They wild. I mean, I just don't know how you can have it all. You know, like, the schools don't teach you anything, but those teachers better get back to work. Okay. To do what?
To do what?
And then, yeah, we're going to talk about Kevin Dahlgren. We're going to talk about Grifty McGee, who has spent years shaming and framing, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has framed a narrative of, you know, people are homeless because they choose to be. But then when they're not choosing to be, it's because a city has decriminalized drugs. And so they were, you know, healthy, happy, working citizens and heard that Measure 110 happened in Portland. And it's time to go check that out and see what that life is. This person, who has somehow continuously gotten a job up and down the West Coast,
right,
being a homeless consultant, has been arrested. It is alleged he has been doing the thieveries.
Mm.
We're going to dig into that. I don't know if we'll get to our fantasy presidential draft. I hope that we do. But there's, you know, those are two big stories. And the teachers are, the teacher strike is really like a microcosm of just all of it that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the devaluation of labor, the devaluation of education, and then saying that's not what we're doing and we're just definitely here for the kids. Like, LOL. Again, shout out to the teachers for taking the moment. It's gonna sweep the nation. That's what they say.
No school. What's it? No school November.
No school November. They gotta pay up. Pay up, buddy.
Just give the teachers what they want.
Well, it's amazing to me that what they want is like so bottom.
Yeah.
Border baseline. Thank you. There's the word. That the what are they? The arrogance from the administration, from the leadership, the air of like, I mean, obviously we would do it if we had money, but we don't. So like, what's your problem? Like,
stop bothering us.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to talk about those things. Might get to, you know, talk about Amy Schumer. Is she method acting?
Oh my God. Oh, why did you bring her into my morning?
She is in every one of my mornings right now, and I don't understand.
She
like,
is jumping in people's DMs.
Yes, like, turn her off. I realize that sounds ridiculous as I'm bringing her up. But fam, like, she's doing it all. She's pulling out all the stops. She, you know, pulled out the MLK clip that, you know, it's somehow crazy. You can recognize it when, you know, like, someone else does it. And then you don't recognize that you're doing it. Like, if you think that MLK, whomst most of this country absolutely loathed.
Right.
In the time.
He was a terrorist.
If you think him saying that anti-Semitism is wrong means anti-Zionism isn't, or that that Zionism is totes fine, you missed you're doing the thing. You're using the clip where you don't even know what you don't know his point.
Yeah.
So you can't understand how ridiculous you look. Certainly just not the way that MLK wasn't looking for an ethno-state, fam.
Yo, there is never, I won't say never, can't speak in absolutes. There are very few times when white people hop on a soapbox and bring up MLK and use anything he said in a proper context. It's like, oh, here comes the ML. Okay, here we go.
I mean, imagine being Bernice King. You're on the same internet. And you have to keep being like, hey, boo, my dad would not like you. He would not be okay with this.
No.
Please stop. You and she's so smooth with it too. Like just real respectful of people that don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we might not. I guess we did talk about her. I don't know.
I was gonna say, she's leaning into this so hard and is like rolling around in the backlash that this feels like the launch into a pivot.
Oh, like her hard right turn.
Yeah, this springboard into the hard right turn. She'll be on Rogan next, and if she hasn't recently,
fam, the like,
this is it.
You know, she's not my cup of tea when it comes to comedy. She just said that she is the most successful female comedian or something like that, and I just gotta believe that numbers don't matter anymore.
That can't like be it. No.
Or what does success mean? Like I don't, that has to be wrong.
No.
But apparently, like, you know, when things happen and folks on the internet are like, oh, y'all don't remember 2 years ago when this person did this? Right. You don't remember three years ago? The racism runs deep with that one.
Yeah, her internet rap sheet's pretty long.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah. She's a lot. She also is trying to like distance herself from being related to Senator Chuck Schumer. And I want to know if he denounces her Zionism. I got to know.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, yeah, they're related.
I hadn't the slightest. Not even the foggiest of notions.
It's fair.
I gotta get some less foggy notions.
Nah. Well, do you need to know this? Like, I'm actually kind of upset that I do. I don't know. Like,
okay.
The things I learn about her are much like Will and Jada, completely against my will.
Your will.
Completely against it.
Okay.
I want no parts.
All right. Fair enough. Guess what, guys? You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is indeed yours. And also, so is this music break.
That's good. I
liked
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a fan.
All right.
Nice. Okay. Is there gonna be music or?
Wow.
Ah!
And we back. Welcome back to News with My Fiance, Morgan Jones, and DJ Ambush. Choose to text at 971-220-5979. That is 971-220-5979. I don't know why. My radio voice felt a little bit more radio just now.
You're right. It was. I don't know what happened, but
coming in after an 80s song.
Speaking of, we did get a text that says whamming all over Halloween's still warm corpse. How rude. XOXO. Rudes.
Hey,
good morning, Rudo. That was a fantastic choice of song. Thank you.
Think tempo.
We did get another text, but I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
To talk about that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. Okay. So real quick, Ambush, because you played such a great song, because we got a text that dig into real quick, didn't get to talk about how we wanted to handle our ticket giveaway today. Because as you guys just heard, Jenny Yang, the tour is called Fiance Energy. And if that doesn't align.
Come on, man. Come on. Man.
Get familiar. Where is our soundboard? I need the get familiar.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
I mean, are we black on the radio? You know?
Without a.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just shots saying.
Fire.
Anywho, didn't mean to do any of that because this is, we got to figure out how we want to give these tickets away. What do we want y'all to do?
Okay.
Or want them to do?
What we want them to do?
No, I just asked you. Ambush?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were teeing up. And I was going to be like, what do they want me to do? And then you were going to be like, well, what we want you guys to do?
I super appreciate the self-report that you just don't pay any attention to the things I'm saying until I stop talking and then you talk. Wow. Again?
What? There is none. I thought, I'm sorry, this is not a, I thought I heard you say you wanted the music break.
This is unbelievable. Psychic, does this even make good radio?
Connection.
Not even a little bit. Not osmosis, no psychic connection, not even like, we're in the same room. You could look at me and see. Oh my word. Well,
give these tickets away. What do you want people to do?
That's what you're going to tell them. And I'm going to say, this is happening this Saturday at the old church. 11:04. Stand up. Who doesn't want to laugh?
I love laughing. And we know our listeners love to laugh because that's what they tune in for.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know about all
that. They get news a lot of places, but they get up early in the morning to be furious and also laugh at us. And I'm very grateful.
Well, I don't believe you. So, no, I'm just...
Like, our text lines are hot, bro. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, we'll figure out what we need to do then, I guess, since Ambush doesn't want to freestyle anymore.
Wow. Okay. It's true. We'll have those details after our next music break. We'll hit you guys. But also, yeah, let your peoples know. We're giving away some tickets. Spread the word.
Get the texting thumbs ready.
Boom.
So I'm going to just jump into Kevin. Yeah?
It's where I'd like us to go.
Okay.
Scoundrel.
You know, I just, there are moments in time where it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
The exposure. Fantastic.
You did it to yourself, fam. Scoundrelous behavior.
Because not Mr. We Enable. Like, he has been on a tour of the cities enable. Yeah, yeah. We, as citizens, enable this behavior. This is what... How could you be the one that's compassionate when you're allowing people to live in this filth?
The nonprofit mafia, or they call it the nonprofit industrial
complex. Oh, yes. Yes.
And then here you are.
Out here swindling the cities. A former homeless services specialist for the city of Gresham was indicted on 19 counts of theft, identity theft, and official misconduct. Kevin Dahlgren is accused of abusing his position to steal from the city and use the identities of homeless clients for personal gain. Dahlgren is a well-known figure in the homeless consultant community, was arrested Tuesday morning and booked into the Multnomah County Jail. And of course, he has denied all of the charges against him.
Of course.
As you know, yes, do that. He has a large following on social media where he frequently posts videos of homeless people. He has also been outspoken about his views on homelessness, which he describes as a humanitarian crisis. The indictment alleges that Dahlgren used his city-issued procurement card to make unauthorized purchases. He is also accused of using the identities of homeless clients to open bank accounts and credit cards.
Mm. Mm.
I'm just going to sit at that We Enable for a moment.
I mean, indefensible, but
Google one. Dahlgren resigned from his position with the city of Gresham in March 2023. He was hired as a consultant for the Deschutes County in July 2023, but was fired in August after the county learned of the ongoing investigation against him. Quote, I would say that this contract and many other things that have been done by the county or promoted by the county in the last 6 months or a year have been distractions from helping us actually solve the problems of homelessness. Mm. That, excuse me, I don't know where my name went for my quote, but I believe that's John Chang.
Yes.
Who had quite a few quotes. We'll get a few more of those. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office is asking anyone who has had contact with Dahlgren in this capacity capacity as an outreach worker to contact them. Dahlgren's indictment has raised concerns about the intersection of social media activism and public service. Some people have questioned how Dahlgren was able to get a job with Deschutes County, given the allegations against him. Mm-hmm. Others have expressed concern that the potential impact of Dahlgren's arrest on the homeless community. Quote, I believe if reference checks would have been done with the city of Gresham, it would have come up that Mr. Dahlgren was on administrative leave And that should have been a signal to anybody that there was an issue with this individual.
Yeah.
Kevin has rallied against the nonprofit industrial complex while actively wasting valuable time and money.
So let's get after it. Let's get after it. Mans was opening bank accounts and
allegedly.
You know what?
Allegedly. I mean, you know, hey, you got to be, we don't know, innocent until proven guilty.
True.
6 month investigation. What we didn't need 6 months to investigate was that there's a certain brand of people that whatever they are accusing you of, they are actively doing in your face.
For facts.
This them. Ta-da.
Facts. Full facts.
Look no further. If people are making money off of telling you that the city isn't doing enough and, you know, taking or getting content, recording people in their hardest times.
Right.
It's also like if you watch, I don't understand how you really have to be wanting to confirm a bias when you watch that content, because do you really think he just walks up to people and is like, hey, tell me your story? It's all like this guided.
Yeah.
It's like a bad police interrogation.
Yep. Every single time.
You're literally leading the person through a story. And it's, I mean, we can hear you.
Yep.
So you have to be really wanting to believe that, yeah, it does make sense that people travel across the country to be houseless here because they can do drugs here, as if they can't do drugs anywhere else.
Right.
As if any of these drugs don't exist where they are illegal. Also, they are not illegal. Like,
yeah,
decriminalizing is it, like, people misunderstanding this is purposeful.
Okay. Yes. Absolutely.
So I guess the, you know, word isn't misunderstanding, yeah, but it's purposeful.
Willfully obtuse.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Or you're lying. You're just lying.
Also that. No, but I mean, you do. You have to be like totally unwilling to know about the thing you're mad about in order to continue to be mad at it.
Yeah, because you're coming from a position of knowing everything.
Yeah, in this regard. And then you dig your heels in and you look silly.
Yeah. Yep.
Because all of this ends up when the law that you are like, we must have law and order. There is no way that we can just be out here doing theft. You can't steal. Apparently. We ask this all the time. You guys are good with wage theft?
Right.
That's totally fine. You don't have anything to say about that, but taking oranges from Fred Meyer is a buck too far.
We got to track them down and dox them.
You better
chase them to their car.
You better chase that person to their car. Yeah,
and do some investigative reporting.
Don't forget to send me that video.
So I can now post it.
So I can say what? Like, this is the worst thing that could happen? But you got no problem with the fact that these people, the biggest theft is wage theft? Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Not for the go ahead, but the biggest theft is wage theft. So remember again where the thievery is happening, on what side of the consumer industry relationship, right? The theft is happening with the corporations, one. Then two, we just recently reported that in with the recent Target closings, out of the 6 stores in the Portland area, the 3 that got closed due to retail theft were actually the 3 with the lowest numbers of retail theft out of the 6.
Talk to them.
So here it is. Lies and fabrications on top of a cake of lies and fabrications. And then you have these internet goons.
Ooh.
That want to dox people for trying to get food to eat. And again, I'm not saying run up in a Target or run up into Fred Meyer's and do what thou willst. That's not what we're saying. But what we are saying is move with a little bit more compassion when you see someone doing something that's obviously going to put them in harm's way just to eat. Like,
I just don't understand how you can still at your big age and in this in 2023, I don't know how you can still be mad at the person who doesn't have food instead of the systems that take the food away.
Right.
And then also simultaneously be stealing from and wasting the time of said systems that you say don't work. So something like Measure 110, people in Portland vote for that because there is collectively a better understanding that putting people in jail for small amounts of drugs is a harsher, that's a burden on everybody involved. And it does not help. There is no, if you think that people go to jail or prison and they have no access to drugs, I got a bridge in Idaho or whatever to sell you.
And some property in Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, damn. Envy. Damn, that was funny. Sorry. Like, you are taking from the system that you are saying doesn't work. You are being a big cog in that wheel. And if you removed yourself and allowed people to do the job that we voted for. So when you have actual city employees and elected officials going, well, I don't really like that we did this. And, you know, those citizens aren't even smart enough to vote for the things that they want. Shout out, Renee. Mm. We just won't. We'll slow walk it. We won't fund it. And then we will tell you, see, didn't work. But collectively, we understand what's the alternative? More of the same? Because you can't tell me that, Kevin, that you have this brand new idea.
No, not even close, bro.
That you're the only one who really gets it. What you have to do is get people back on their feet.
Right.
Not with any meaningful services, though, because that would just, again, a bridge too far, man. Can't do it. Can't throw good money after bad. That's, you know, but that's literally what we're doing, right? When you hire somebody who is actively looking to, he's what's it called? Like a sleeper cell? What is it called when you are double agent? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying he's an advocate, and really what you are is the enemy of the state.
Boom. Interloper.
Thank you. I don't have all my Mission Impossible words down, but although, like, that is a bigger crime to me. That is a far worse situation that is definitely deserving of investigation. And then again, city officials, y'all got to change it. Where is the reflection? This kind of stuff happens too much. The money goes to people who should not have access to their own bank accounts, let alone millions of dollars. Why would he be able to, why is he getting identities of anybody? Why, you know what I mean? Why is he in the position he's in to be able to spend the city's money and steal identities as he's advocating for what? Them to go to jail?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Your call of accountability to city officials sparked something up in me. And it was a old thing I used to say a lot on the show when we first started. It's all about who's responsible, right? It's all about who made the decision. When you drill it on down, when we have all these issues and these different things that are happening, there is actually a signature on the piece of paper for a contract. You know what I'm saying? There is a person that says, oh, yeah, this looks good. I need to know who these people are. Because definitely city officials, sure, there are people that are making these decisions like right at, you know, the yay or nay on this.
Right.
What was your thinking?
Right.
I need to call you to the front. We need to send an email to your office. The no comment, it's not going to work. If you don't have anything of value to say about why this man has been given these opportunities over and over again, then guess what? You actually are of no value, and we'll see you next election. Let's get you one out of here. Like, we're not familiar enough with the people that need to be replaced. We're not.
Well, and a lot of those people are, you know, regular positions within the city.
It's, yeah.
And that's, I think, my point.
Yeah.
Very much like, folks didn't think, you know, that Klan members were like judges and
right
doctors right. and corner store owners, you know, like they're
bakers that don't want to make cake for queer community.
You know?
Yeah.
These folks are everywhere. It's just not, you know, I just can't get over spending and getting so much coverage, being called an advocate.
Yeah.
Being an authority on homeless outreach.
You know,
like, it's just legitimately a spit in the face of everybody who's actually doing this work.
Shout out to Giovanni.
Fam, the people that are doing this work and deeply entrenched in the community could tell you everything about everybody's story. They get zero shine. They're also not getting rich.
Yeah.
Off of the poverty porn. Because that's all y'all, that's what they do. It's straight up rage bait poverty porn.
To that point specifically.
Yeah.
Could you imagine while knowingly grifting the state or the county, being loud and proud all over the internet? Like, you're not low at all. You've made no attempt to make this a clandestine operation.
And you know what? I gotta say this, and this is what white male privilege is. Because
I got a crime in front of my own camera.
Yo, I am criming right now. And I'm recording it. And I'm going to put it on my YouTube page. And then the homies are going to share it on their Instagram page. And I'm going to say, look what you guys allow to happen.
Yeah.
As the person who's out there supposedly stopping it. Like, it just, none of it makes sense. None of it works. And it is wild to me just how many of the people that matter in those situations. I don't think that the general public doesn't get it. The general public is voting for things that he opposes or people like this oppose.
Right.
That's why the grift can work. Because you get in people's heads that was wrong from the jump. You start working in those communities and actively divert the work.
Yeah.
Then you've got these, you know, other situations where, you know, all of a sudden, the fire bureau doesn't like Portland Street Response.
Right.
Or why? What happened there?
What happened?
Who put Lars Larson on your talk radio?
Right.
You don't fund these things. You get in the ear of people who then don't fund the things. If the money doesn't get pushed through, the program cannot happen. And that's the part that they don't say at all.
Right.
Like, it's just a failure. Why did it fail? Because it was going to fail from the beginning.
No.
Because this would have never worked, and I can't believe you guys voted for it.
No, because the people who were in opposition to it were in charge of it.
Period.
Time and time again.
When you are in charge of the budget and you decide not today. No, I'm not going to fund that. I don't want to see this work.
What I want to see is more police.
It's just...
Until the police are arresting your boy.
Listen. Political prosecutions. So, do they do it or do they not?
Girl.
It is amazing. Shout out to Trump. You know, like, that run, we have been just upside down since 2016?
Yeah.
Or 2015?
Yeah.
14 and a half?
Mm.
Upside down. Man. Like, people literally believe every single thing that has ever happened is in fact a conspiracy when it's happening to them. And if it's happening to the people that aren't them, it's perfectly exactly what was supposed to happen.
Right.
But if it's me, it's a political... Listen, you having an Instagram following, you having a YouTube channel does not make you Tom Hanks. Like, people don't know you like that. So,
how dare you?
I'm dead serious. We are not going to act like this person is on some major influencer level and there's some sort of like Nelson Mandela situation where he let us free.
Yeah.
Nah. And how dare you? Steal from the people that you say need the most help.
Yeah.
You say it out your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't take their identities for real. Like, just that is such trash behavior, there's absolutely no excuse. There is not one excuse.
Zero.
Not one.
Zero.
You cannot say you're an advocate, you're a counselor, you help. You can't say that.
We got a text that said, you know, white supremacy and patriarchy protected his butt.
Oh, a period.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another text. I went to all three of those Targets that got closed. I never seen anything go on in there.
Hello.
I was very surprised that theft was the reason.
Yeah. You should have been.
Our office, the numbers office, is literally two blocks away from the one downtown that got shut down, three blocks away. And I frequented it a lot, bro. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about?
The dehumanization of people has been happening for so long. That's not just, you know, recently, but capitalism is super cute and it allows businesses to decide everything, right? So I don't want that person who's going to use drugs in my bathroom. I don't want them to be able to come in to my store without buying something. Right. They can't use the bathroom. Like that entire no public restroom is that. It's anti-poor. That's it.
Yeah.
And we've made it okay. So when somebody does go into your bathroom and wrecks shop, you're like, see? But also you've been treating this person like they're not a human for months on end, right? And I'm going to tell you, long, long, many, many moons ago when I worked at Starbucks, the bathroom would be destroyed multiple times a day by multiple brands of people.
There we go. That's what I was waiting
It's
for.
Folks that act like they've never been to a bar bathroom that are like, can you believe there was... Have you ever been in a bar bathroom at 2 a.m. and seen or smelled? Like, fam, people are wild for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got one person in there that did something? Throw the gloves on. Clean it up. Legitimately. Not just drug users. And it wouldn't matter if it was. We have been able to just completely discard people, treat them as if they are not that. And then expect them to, you know, keep it cute.
Yeah. We really need to examine this desire for us to want to be lords over the houseless community.
Man.
Like, I was trying to remember, I was like, what's the dynamic? Lords, serfs, who's directly? Yeah. We have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Folks? Into looking at the houseless community as serfs, basically, you know, and it's a privilege that they view us and they get to exist amongst us, you know, the respectable lord class here. Like, it's wild. It's really, really wild. And when you mentioned, you know, how capitalism has us viewing these citizens, like, actually not doing it, right? That making them, painting them with an invisibility.
Well, that's certainly the goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just get it out of my face. The less I see it, you know, the less I see it, the better. I don't care if they have a place to live now. Just out my face.
And we examined, you know, a lot of the verbiage before, like sweeps. You sweep trash.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... It's coded, but it's not that hard to see.
Right.
It really, really isn't. And we got to sometimes, well, a lot of the time, especially with this particular issue, take a step back. You know, shake it off. Just shake it off. Give your head a quick shake and just, okay, let's start at the very basic understanding here. These are people like you. You too are a person. And would you like to be treated and disregarded and disrespected in the way this community is? No? Okay. Cool.
It's going to take a lot more than that, because the indoctrination of rugged individualism and bootstraps and self-made and all of those things, that's been going and going and going and going and going, right?
Well, I don't know if you know this. I am a self-made hundredaire.
I didn't know that.
Did you?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know? I thought maybe you had some help, but...
No way, bro.
Oh, okay.
From the mud.
Okay. We are going to have to move on. I didn't realize it's 8:30. So, real quick. Have to mention, because this is going to go into our break.
Okay.
Whoever, and it can't, oh no, it can't be that. I had a plan, but
for the
giveaway, but it wouldn't work.
Okay.
But they said, somebody texted way earlier and said, if y'all haven't heard early 1974, Robert Palmer, you got to do it. And gave us a link. Ambush, that has to be the music break or there is no music break.
Wow. Okay. I got to get on it. I had something else queued up.
We talked about this.
I know, but then you said something that had me thinking about something else. I was like, ooh, yeah, that's a good song to play.
You know, even with all that lead in, I was just doing, you just sat there.
Well, finish telling this the people.
This is really, well, that I wanted you to play the song. That was my lead in.
Yeah, I'm queuing it up to play it on the break. Because I can't play, if I play it while you're talking about it, then it's going to get edited out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Ticket giveaway. Basically, Ambush, your job was to figure out what we needed people to do. And it looks like you have not done that.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have it. You're going to be so proud of me. You're going to be proud of your boy.
Play that next.
See? What am I, a jukebox? What's going on?
No the request. Party's
called No Request.
I remember now. You're right. Who wants to go? Ambush is going to come up with a thing in the next 3, 2, 4 minutes. Oh my gosh.
Someone said, laughter is necessary to survive the fury. Or at least, so I tell myself, we're listening to a man sing about yo-yos at 8 a.m.
We got another one that said, poverty is viewed as a character flaw / bad person and thus deserving of the things they are going through. And likewise, folks with power and money are viewed exponentially gooder as their wealth increases. Exactly that.
Facts.
Exactly that.
All facts.
And that's on purpose, and it's a system of oppression.
All right, I have that song queued up. Okay. Finish telling the story. Oh, I'm sorry.
The story is this. I had not heard this song. I want to make
me
this.
Me too.
Number one, thank you to whoever sent that in, because I will never, ever again mistake Robert Palmer and Peter Gabriel. And it's not because I can distinguish the two if I saw them, right? Mm. It is because Peter Gabriel could never do this. He could never press play.
Speaking Sally Through the Alley by Peter Gabriel.
Whoa! Whoa! Hey, I just said. We got another text that said, just wait till you hear Genesis 1972 when Peter Gabriel was still in the band. Yes.
Nice.
I have. I just didn't know if that is
right.
The names. That's it. I know of the both, you know, and I know Peter Gabriel was jamming on the one,
guys. So to be clear, that was definitely Robert Palmer sneaking Sally through the alley. Bruh.
My dad better have that vinyl. The cover for it, just chef's kiss.
Taking Sally through the alley. Could we not?
Oh. I mean, and imagine that same person, just a few years later, tell everybody I was just being nice. I didn't mean to turn you on. Wow. My, how the tables have turned. Okay, Ambush did it, everybody, and we gotta get, we gotta be quite quick.
We got live action for you guys.
Live, live action. Okay, we figured it out. Number one, we gotta take the two moments to say,
yes,
humongous thank you to every single person who showed up, showed out, gave some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Gave some kind words.
Mm-hmm.
Told Nina that we're your favorite. That's very important. Oh, I thought it was.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very important.
No, we're not downplaying the importance.
Thank you so, 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 so much.
You guys are amazing.
Absolutely incredible. And I know that some of you were maybe just a peeking, seeing, are we about to get that goal? Are we going to do it? Maybe I need to give a little, just a little. A nudge, if you will. I feel like those folks might know the answer to this very quickly. But in order to win a pair of tickets to see Jenny Yang at the Old Church this Saturday, the 4th of November,
2 days away, guys.
The first person who can tell us how much money we raise in this fall fun drive wins the ticket.
Boom. Boom.
And it's on. Ambush.
It's on.
We gotta move in.
We do.
To PPS versus PAT.
Shout out to all the teachers that we saw protesting. Shout out to all the teachers we saw protesting out there. Shout out to all the people that protested on behalf of the teachers.
There we go. Leaders. Yeah.
You know, I say shout out to them because they were out in the rain yesterday. You know, I was honking when I saw them.
I mean, they're picketing.
Yeah.
We're on strike.
Yeah. Who guys brought you donuts and bagels?
I was just going to say, if you have it in you, if you are so inclined, lots of water.
Yeah.
Lots of warm things. But they deserve every moment of kindness and support.
Yeah.
That we can do.
They deserve everything they're asking for and more.
Oh, absolutely.
So, bye-bye, Inktober. Hello to No School November. After months of contentious negotiations between Portland Public Schools and the Portland Association of Teachers, the union representing 3,700 members, which includes teachers, school counselors, psychologists, coaches, and more, officially declared a strike on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Marking the first ever educator spike, educator strike in Oregon's largest school district. Over 80 campuses were affected, with the exception of charter schools. Am I too low?
I think so. Oh. I mean, I can hardly hear you at all.
Oh, okay. Let me pull my microphone up. All right. Hopefully that's a little bit better. Looks a skosh? A teens? Okay. All right. The district has argued that it cannot afford to meet all the teachers' demands, given the state of its budget. However, Pat has disputed the district's budget claims and has accused the district of not being serious about negotiating a fair contract. The teachers' top demands in the strike are higher pay, including a retroactive raise to cover the 2022-23 school year, smaller class sizes, very, very understandable, more planning time to better serve their students, safer and healthier school environments free of mice and mold.
You know, of mice and mold, it's a thing you have to read when you're in high school.
Okay. Increased staffing for mental health support services such as counseling and social work, and reasonable classroom temperatures with no extremes below 60 degrees or above 90 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Prolonged negotiations have led to a financial impasse, with both sides presenting contrasting views of the district's financial capabilities. District officials have argued that the union's proposal, which includes cost of living increases and other enhancements, would necessitate massive budget cuts. Estimating this could amount to upwards of $277 million in cuts over the next 3 years.
So, Ambush, there was the Mercury, shout out to the Mercury, fantastic article yesterday. And I just, want to read directly from it really quick, just a few moments, because there would be no reason to reword. In remarks to reporters Tuesday afternoon, Renard Adams, Portland Public Schools bargaining team member and chief of research, assessment, and accountability, said the two sides need to agree on the same financial reality. Quote, "We understand we have significant disagreements on critical issues," Adams said. "We can only bridge these and reach agreement through dialogue, cooperation, and compromise, and an acknowledgement that we do not have the resources to cover their proposals." PPS district leaders pleaded with the union to call off the strike. A letter to Pat's bargaining team from the superintendent, Guadalupe Guerrero, and the PPS bargaining team Tuesday said, quote, "Whatever else we disagree about, we agree that students must be at the center of our decisions. In that spirit, we ask that you do not strike tomorrow. Keep schools open and stay with us at the bargaining table."
Wow.
Members of PATH leadership said there's been no movement on major issues like cost of living increases. They also said that the district has refused to bargain over issues such as class size and student mental health support. In addition, they said that PPS's latest proposal removes language regarding special education that they'd already agreed upon. Quote, "Our cause is just, our proposals are feasible, and our community is overwhelmingly supportive," PATH's bargaining team wrote in a Tuesday update to its members. "District management has been unwilling to listen to us at the table, so now they will have the opportunity to hear from you, or hear from all of you on the picket line. Together, we will win."
Boom.
The strike has disrupted the education of over 49,000 students in PPS. The district has closed all schools for the duration of the strike and has said that it will provide limited essential support to families in need. The teachers striking have garnered significant support from the community. Parents, students, and other members have showed up to their picket lines. For many educators who have dedicated years of service to the district, this contract disagreement represents the culmination of longstanding issues with disinvestment in Portland schools. As John Miller, a teacher at Markham Elementary, noted, the problem is not a recent one, but has been building for generations. Quote, "This isn't a current problem. It's not a COVID problem. This is a problem that goes back many, many years. So I think what we're proposing and what we're willing to strike for is something that has been building for probably, say, a generation, a really long time," end quote. And negotiations between the district and the Portland Association of Teachers are scheduled to continue today.
I don't know what to say other than give them what they're asking for, because what they're asking for isn't a lot. Can we have a learning environment that doesn't fall below 60 degrees, doesn't rise above 90 degrees, and is free of mice and mold?
Like, sit with it. The leadership at the district has been, if you are a parent with a kid in the district, you have been receiving many, 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 many emails. And they are allowed to tell what they, you know, give us a summary, basically, what happened today. The way in which they just place the unreasonableness, you know, the unwilling to compromise, we can't tell if this is in good faith or not, directly, squarely on the teachers, but then also are saying, we understand they should get all of this stuff. We just can't afford it. And so they're unreasonable for not understanding. Where are we going to get this money? Running theme of all of this.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
Where can you get money from? Who has too much? But I mean, let's start there. Which of these city entities have too much money?
Sitting on money. Someone brought up a very good point, something that you talked about earlier this week. Can you explain it like I'm five? How are we getting these Oregon surplus kickbacks, but we can't afford these very basic demands for our teachers? And mold, mice, heat and cooling? Come on, PPS. What the heck?
Yes, I can explain it like you're fine. poverty is a policy choice.
No.
Leaving teachers and children in buildings that they know have mold, that they know have a rodent issue, they cannot, that is a choice. They are choosing. They are choosing.
They're choosing to put kids in harm's way and open themselves up for lawsuits.
That, and but also the arrogance. Again, like, you are talking out both sides of your neck at the same time on TV, in print. You know what I'm saying?
On social media.
We can see and hear you. So it cannot be that you are the one that is putting students first. You are the one, not the teachers. It's you. Because if the teachers were putting the kids first, then they'd still be working. They'd still be allowing you to exploit their labor. Because kids, think it through. The people that make the most money in this scenario are the ones telling you, we're going to have to fire a bunch of you in order to meet these demands. Are you guys good with that? The smearing they're doing of unions is big, gross. Well, they nasty.
They have a big budget to do it, right?
Hello. When you have multi-million dollar budgets and you're not using it all, I guess that just goes to the savings, or
right. What was that? 25 mil for the communications marketing?
No, I don't remember the exact number right now, but it is not completely used. Because right. They have not hired filled all the positions.
Don't quote me on that, guys. But it's big. It's a big budget.
This is on purpose, and it's extra nasty work. Seeing the school district who we are supposed to, you know, trust our children's education with and treat the people that do the educating as if they're the ones who are unreasonable and uncaring. It just sounds very much, yep, you know, like the story we talked about up top.
Yep. Yep.
It's just flipped. Like, you can't be serious.
We can't pretend to care about the future of our nation, our kids' future, and spend so little on education. We just can't, guys. It's unserious.
We just, you know, disinvest. And then you see people saying, how come the teachers aren't compromising? Why aren't they willing to compromise? Do you know that this is the first time this has happened in PPS history? 80 years?
Right. How long have they been compromising?
Compromise? Do they not compromise their hours? Do they not compromise their wages, their time with their own family, their home ownership? How many teachers can buy a home where they live in Portland? The ability to pay their student loans back? They aren't compromising? You do all of that to teach the children of some ridiculous people who are expecting teachers to actually raise their kids. Because you can't tell me that they don't even learn anything anymore. You know, there are zero standards. You don't even have to know how to read to graduate. But then you also want the teachers to get back to work, because what are my kids supposed to do? I don't know. Aren't they better off at home then? Which is it? I mean, honestly, we are expecting these people to work 60 hours a week and then not be able to pay their rent?
Right.
Or have to get another job to put gas in their car?
And pay for school supplies?
I mean, how long have we been paying for school supplies, as in collective for the class? That's like 20 years now.
Mm.
15 years, something like that, where you're being asked to not only take care of what your kid would use, but also, if you have it, we could use all of these things, because one teacher making next to nothing is now expected to take care of an entire group of children, hundreds of children
hundreds.
Throughout the, you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And oh, we just don't have it. So, you know. Yeah. Looked like you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. Really, really good text. One of the happiest seconds of my life was July 31st, 2019 at 11:59:59 when my PPS email account expired. Ooh. I love teaching and the kids were a joy, but the command structure made the job unbearable.
That's, I mean, shout out to you. They talk about retention real quick. They talk about retention. I remember, you know, the corporate structure. I remember working in a nonprofit. They are so quick to headhunt. And look for new leadership outside of the community to do the community work, you know? And they always talk about needing to remain competitive. So that pay can go up. That benefit package can go up. Can't do that for these teachers at all, but in order to get good leadership, we're going to have to do that.
Right.
Don't Guadalupe make over $300,000 a year?
With bonuses?
Gets PERS from the state, which I mean, you know, should. And then also you get a second annuity retirement fund. Second.
Right.
You are getting two retirements.
Right.
While there are teachers who cannot afford to live. Does Guadalupe even live here?
That's what they don't want to talk about. Morgan Jones.
I'm confused.
That's what they don't want to talk about. Does our superintendent live here?
And it does matter. This isn't remote work, right?
Right.
You are talking about the leadership of the state's largest school district. If you can't figure out how to keep lead out of the water and mold out of the walls, should you be here? Why do you get to be in charge?
Right.
Is there air conditioning in your office? Do you swelter through those? Because the teachers are being real extra. 90 degrees is that's too much. When you are...
Especially without a breeze going.
Talk about 80. 80 and stagnant with 30 people in a room? Too much. That's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you cool? Is the breeze blowing through your hair, fam? While these teachers have literally windows painted shut? Couldn't open it and catch a breeze if they wanted to?
With lead paint.
With lead... Bruh.
The person that asked you to explain it like there are five said, quote, yes, poverty is a policy choice. 100%. Thank you.
That's it. That's the answer. This is a choice. We are deciding what we will spend money on.
Yeah.
There's too much money. And we know that because federally, we can just find $161 billion to hand off to other people.
Bruh.
Locally, we can find the money to give the police the biggest budget they've ever had with the worst outcomes. Doesn't even change it. They'll probably get more money the worse they do.
More money, more problems.
You know? It's absolutely outlandish.
Yeah. Yep.
Solidarity with all workers. Solidarity with these teachers. This is what caring for students looks like.
Yeah.
Because they want to stay in the communities they serve. They want to be here. They want to be able to live. And the fact that somehow, some way, capitalism has convinced us all that it's okay if you don't make enough money to live. That's kind of on you, you know? You just chose to be a teacher. Why would you do that? You know they don't make no money. Huh? But teacher shortage? But you want... So again, how are we retaining? How are we keeping our best talent?
Well, one of our listeners was like, hey now, it's expensive having homes in multiple states.
I'm just, you know what?
Guadalupe needs that.
You know, it is. I bet there's property tax for both of them, Johns. And one of them is in California. I mean, I'm...
Hey, yay, yay.
We are in, this is the, you know, again, this is a multiple fold problem, but one of the ways that we get here is the inability to be serious about the things that are most important.
Yep.
When we move in performative
measures. There it is.
and just look for, you know, the brown person that will uphold this power structure and call it diversity, equity, and inclusion to your face, a joke. Because if that person is going to uphold this power structure because it's their turn to make almost $500,000 a year, while the lifestyle, what was the headline today? The majority of people, the main income bracket, or I don't even remember how it was said, is people living check to check.
Right.
So pay attention to the numbers. Like, majority, we got that.
Right.
If you're not fine with living check to check, maybe we should be talking about it together, because none of us should be fine with it. Everybody works hard. I don't want to hear anything about unskilled labor or whatever, because if that person wasn't doing the thing you think is unskilled,
right,
you wouldn't be able to make it to work to do your office job, which is, takes, oh, so much skill.
That's a good point. I think we should all be able to find solidarity in the stress of living check to check.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this is too hard. And the people that have zero worries about it, none whatsoever, because the money is flowing,
yep,
for them. They are the ones telling you, we really can't give you more. Do you really even deserve more?
Oh, you serfs. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and in the Halo, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And this is News of My Fiance, huh? Brought to you by Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, Kyle G. We got one more text. This is from the person that the former teacher, old guy who grew up listening to prog rock here. Phil Collins was originally the drummer for Genesis.
Oh, yes.
Many know him as a singer. Sadly, a lot of people don't know that until he lost his ability to play drums a few years ago. He was one of the best rock drummers to pick up a pair of sticks.
I will agree that a lot of people don't know that. I am not one of those people. Shout out to my mom. She told me all about Genesis. You played them all the time.
And we got another one. Thanks for calling out the outrageous conditions in PPS.
I mean, you know what? Yes, thank you. And also, PPS should be paying bonuses to all these teachers for not being out here telling their business in the first place.
Yeah, for real. But you know what it is? Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned to Tom Hartman.
Bye. Bye.